This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The government shutdown could go into the weekend and beyond, with Democrats and Republicans blaming each other. Democrats say they won't agree to a stopgap measure until Medicaid funding is restored and health care subsidies are extended. Here's ABC's Jay O'Brien.
It remains to be seen ultimately where this kind of blame game lands. But right now, Democrats I talk to say they do believe they have the momentum, and certainly some acknowledge they are getting pressure from those in their base to demonstrate that they are putting up a fight even while they're in the minority, and they don't control the House, they don't control the Senate, and they've got Donald Trump in the White House.
The UK, two people are dead after a car ramming and knife attack today outside a synagogue in Manchester on the Jewish holiday of Yom Kippur. The suspect is dead, three others in custody. Sean Diddy Combs wrote a letter to the judge ahead of tomorrow's sentencing in New York City on prostitution-related charges. The music mogul apologizing to victims and asking the judge for mercy. He's facing years in prison. This is ABC News.
You're listening to 107.7 WRCE, home for mornings with Pat Kreitlow, weekdays from 6 to 9 a.m.
For WRCE 107.7, I'm Joanne Krulatz. Three people died in a fiery crash Saturday morning. Around 10:35, the Sauk County Communications Center received a call for a single-vehicle traffic accident on Coon Bluff Road, just north of County Highway P in Dolona Township. Preliminary reports indicated that a vehicle was northbound on Coon Bluff Road at a high rate of speed, lost control, and entered a wooded area. The vehicle immediately started on fire. During the investigation, it was discovered there were three occupants in the vehicle. All three subjects sustained fatal injuries. Names of the deceased are being withheld at this time. Wisconsin students got a very special history lesson on Monday at Madison's Forest Hill Cemetery. Wisconsin Veterans Museum Education Director Eric Wright says the Talking Spirits Tour brought four living history actors to help educate students on the lives of soldiers during and after World War II. Wright says bringing in the actors to share these stories is much more impactful than simply reading facts at a grave marker. Some of the stops on the tour include a Madison doctor who survived the Battle of Buffalo Wallow in the Philippines during the Pacific Campaign, and a Fond du Lac soldier who was rescued from a German POW camp. Battery charges have been upgraded to homicide charges after the victim of an attack outside Camp Randall Stadium died. 33-year-old Keith Jones was arrested last weekend on initial charges of aggravated battery and robbery. Jones allegedly assaulted and seriously injured another person in the Southside parking lot early in the morning, September 20th. The victim in the attack died last week, and UW-Madison police have sent upgraded first-degree homicide charges to the Dane County District Attorney's Office. Jones is still in jail on a probation hold. The victim has not been identified. I'm Joanne Krulatz.
New faces on the Bucks roster. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NBA head coach Doc Rivers revealed that when he first arrived in Milwaukee, he told GM John Horst straight up the Bucks roster was too old and too slow.
John knew, we talked about it. I felt strongly that it's hard to win at the pace that we were trying to play at. We still won games and we were good, but, you know, I just felt strongly that we need more speed. We need more guys that can guard multiple positions.
The Bucks training camp now underway. College football. Wisconsin faces number 20th-ranked Michigan. Kickoff 11 a.m. Saturday. Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill has already been sacked 13 times so far in just the first four games of this season. That's one more than the 12 sacks they allowed all last year.
Maybe changing up what we do pre-snap a little bit, trying to simplify some things. We know what we're going to see. We just got to be able to go translate it from the film room to the field and from practice to the game.
That's Badgers quarterback Danny O'Neill with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
107.7 WRCE, news from the center and home to mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. The warm weather continues. Tonight, mostly clear, a low in the upper 50s. Sunny and hot Friday, high upper 80s. Breezy Saturday, high again upper 80s. Mid-80s Sunday, then cooler next week. Right now, we're at 83 degrees.
Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Derek Van Orden over on our Facebook page jumped into our comment section. Derek Van Orden can get as snooty as he wants with reporters. He can get as confrontational in comment sections. He can use all the cuss words that he wants. And he said 18 U.S. Code subsection 2331. Look it up. Well, we...
On the Badger Sports Network from Learfield, this is the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. Now, here's your host, the voice of the Badgers, Matt LePay.
We welcome you to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented, as always, by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Badgers coming off the bye week, getting ready for a road trip as the month of October begins, going to the Big House in Ann Arbor for the first time for this Wisconsin program since 2020, when there were about 400 people in the stadium with all the COVID restrictions. Badgers and Wolverines, 11 a.m. kick Central Time, and then back home for the next two games against Iowa and Ohio State. We'll talk about those games in due time, but first up, the Michigan Wolverines, as we welcome in Badgers head coach Luke Fickell. Let's, before we even get into that, let's just go back to the bye with your guys and how you went about it. I'm sure rest and recovery for some, but I would guess some pretty good work for many as well.
Yeah, you always have a plan going into it, and you want to get a lot of work done, give you a chance to self-evaluate, even self-scout some things, work with some young guys. You know, I think this one was a little bit unique just with as many, you know, guys we've had banged up. And what you say is you're not going to get healthy in a bye week, but you're going to get those guys with some nagging things, hopefully a little bit of rest to get them back, obviously to for their preparation for the following week. So we did a combination of both. I think we were pretty smart. I think we used it pretty well. And all in all, I think they had a great attitude about, you know, getting back to work and trying to correct the things and finding ways for us to continue to pound the rock to get better at what we do.
Yeah, the great attitude, that seems to be a key more than ever. We all know that injuries are a part of football, but it with your guys, it's not like a tweak of a calf or a hammy. I mean, these are injuries. These are legit. I mean, some are non-contact, horrible luck, but you just got to keep pushing on, don't you?
Yeah, I think that the hardest thing for, you know, some of the injuries we have is they're like these lingering ones, whether you talk about Billy or you talk about some high ankles that have, you know, lasted a lot longer than 2-3 weeks, like, you know, maybe you would expect. And so it just makes it more difficult to, okay, hey, how much rest do they need? How much preparation do they need? Are they able to come back? Are they healthy enough to come back? Can they sustain things? And then, you know, when is, you know, a little bit too much or too early, you know, a part of the issue. So that's been, to me, as big a deal as opposed to the past where, you know, you had a guy break his hand and he had to go to surgery, or, you know, even if you have a season-ending injury, sometimes at least you know what that is and you have to move forward, prepare in a different way. And so just these lingering ones have caused us some issues and some anxieties and just made it a little bit more difficult in the preparations.
You having played the game at the college level, you can relate to these guys now. I mean, you played a Rose Bowl game with a torn pec, so you understand and appreciate how badly someone like a Billy or anybody, Jake Renfro, they want to get back in there, but it's that push-pull or however you put it, but you know how badly you did it and you know where they're coming
from. Yeah, and I think that's the hard part is you just don't always know, and you trust your guys, but you just don't always know, like, when's the time to push, when's the time to be smart. And I think some of these things, I don't say they've come up with newer injuries over the last 15 years, but I don't know if we had quite as many. And again, that was a while ago, and there are some things that are different, but I don't know if we had quite as many injuries in the sense of, well, I didn't even know what a high ankle sprain was. I didn't know what a PCL was. I mean, there's a lot of things that, you know, like I said, just make it more difficult. Not just not having them, but it's in, sometimes they're preparing, sometimes you're counting on them. And then as you get closer to game week, sometimes they're not able to go. And so that, in probably cause you as much in problem or anxiety as anything.
Talking to some of your guys this week, especially on the offensive side of the ball, they seem to just, okay, here's the situation, let's push forward. I was talking to Lance Mason about this even yesterday, where, okay, if Billy tried to go, couldn't. Danny O'Neill comes in. It was tough. He got banged up a little bit. He took some hard shots, and Hunter Simmons comes in. But it's like, okay, let's go. I would imagine you like the way your guys are approaching it. It's like, okay, this is who we have. Let's go with it. We know we got confidence in.
Yeah, I think that's – you haven't seen them, obviously bat an eye. You haven't seen them, lay down in any sorts. And I mean that through the bye week of practices, through, this week's preparation of practices. There's been, different lineups and different things in particular, probably a little bit more offensively. But as far as the attitude-wise, as far as continue to work-wise, I think that's where you see, hey – there's a process here. We're pounding at that rock we keep talking about. We're climbing that mountain that we keep talking about. We have to make something break for ourselves, but it's not because there's a lack of work or even hope or confidence. It's just, hey, we just got to find the right rhythm and we've got to make some things happen.
Did you like it? It's easy for us in a broadcast booth or watching at home or however we're consuming a game and saying, okay, this game's out of hand. Let's get some you get some backups in there and let's see what happens. But will you please encourage what you saw out of Hunter? I mean, he appeared to win like in 11 games at SIU, 5 last year, then got hurt. I mean, the outcome we knew. But were you like, okay, this guy came in and he was spinning it a little bit and did okay?
Yeah, I mean, it's always interesting to see when guys do get some of those opportunities. We talked about Danny in particular when, even in fall camp or even in spring ball, when all of a sudden he got a chance to kind of take over with the ones and you saw a different guy and some competitive spirit that maybe you didn't see every single day. And I think similar with Hunter, I just don't know that we had seen enough of him. He didn't get it maybe as many opportunities once, we maybe said Danny was number two, didn't give him, those opportunities. And all of a sudden you get put into a game and you're always curious, like, how's this guy going to handle regardless of what the situation is, regardless of what the score is. And he did, he showed us some things. He had some poise, he continued to push. And I think you saw the guys play and continue to play around him, and that's what I mean by, hey, there's a process, we just got to stick to it, and we all want it faster, but I think this is a part of what the process looks like.
And part of the process for coaches, I would imagine guys are out on the road a little bit, and on a little lighter note, as much as you are grinding personally, trying to fix the things that need fixed, but did you get any getaway, chance to take a breath, be a dad, be a husband, that kind of stuff, for at least, 5 or 6
hours? Yeah, I did. It was nice. Actually, Saturday was nice to try to be a dad and go to a fifth grade football game, and even though the score was 70-40, or something. I didn't know that they actually could score 70 points in a fifth grade football game in a 50-yard field, but that's beside the point. Those are the things that kind of do get you a little bit back-centered, regardless of what the situation, regardless of what you're going through, injuries, where you are in the season. Those Saturdays where you get an opportunity to kind of be at home, be a dad, put some of those other things behind you, give you a little bit more of a centered push as you get back into this thing.
I think I asked you in Taos this cup maybe last year, maybe your first year here, because Mark and Sarah's son, plays hockey, plays football, and it's probably impossible for you, or even in Taos for that matter, but especially you since you're a coach. Can you watch it as dad, or is it coach dad? You're always thinking, hey, let's you don't like the alignment, or like this guy could do something better. You're always looking for mistakes, as Barry said. Well, after he retired, the first couple of years, especially the first year, it drove him nuts because you're trained to look for things to correct. Can you avoid that for the most part, watching your son?
No, I think for me, in some ways, it's like, look, I want to help him as much as I possibly can. So coaching them to help as opposed to just being dad, I think, is a little bit difficult. But I in some ways, I just feel like it's an opportunity, so I wish I could enjoy it a little bit more. That's why it was always a little bit nicer when maybe you would go watch a volleyball match with your daughter, because you really couldn't coach and you really had no idea what was positive negative other than the score. It made it a little bit more enjoyable on my part.
One thing I haven't asked you since Landon's joined as a GA, has that been fun? I mean, I don't know if fun's the word right now as you guys try to fix things, but to have a son here close to
it
you?
It is. I mean, just everything that you go through, it's great to see those young guys in particular grow, but actually when it's one of your own, I hadn't been around him for 2.5 years for the most part, obviously being away at college. And so it's nice. It's nice to have some of those things. It's just like having a Saturday off, man. I mean, when you can get around those people that, obviously family in particular, it kind of helps you sometimes just kind of get centered in all things that you're doing, regardless of what the situation in the midst of the season in particular for us and how it's going. There's some things that just you can't replace.
So with that, with the family time, would I be right in assuming all the college games going on, did you maybe check a little bit, but for the most part, maybe kind of stay away?
Yeah, a little bit. I think that for me, that's not always the most relaxing. Going to games, hopefully it's a little bit more relaxing. Actually, Friday night going out and maybe seeing high school football, that then becomes like you feel like a normal human being, at least for me. And so some of those things are kind of that refresher that gives you the chance when you do have those weekends that you have a bye, it gives you those opportunities, at least for me, to kind of get yourself back to center.
It's recruiting, it's evaluating all that, but there is something pretty cool about a Friday night under the lights high school football, isn't it?
There really is. I mean, there's nothing like it. And just whether you're watching your own, whether you're watching somebody else, it's something that, like I said, that I miss, because you don't get to do it that often.
Yeah.
We don't go on the road on Fridays very often, just because you're with your team and you have a game the next day. And those game days are so precious, and those last 24 hours are so precious. When you do get that opportunity, it's pretty special.
All right, Badgers in Michigan coming up Saturday at the Big House in Ann Arbor. Our coverage will start at 9, kickoff set for 11 o'clock Central Time. Badger fans, visit uwbadgers.com/contest to enter for your chance to be the Culver's VIP family at a UW football game this season. Families will be selected for the chance to compete for cash on the field at halftime. That's uwbadgers.com/contest. We'll take a break. More of the Luke Fickell Show presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, ready or not, Wisconsin winter will be here before you know it. Trust your knowledgeable AirQuest dealer to deliver comfort and exceptional efficiency with an advanced heating and cooling system from AirQuest. To find the AirQuest dealer near you, visit airquestcomfort.com and ask about the local utility rebates, financing for qualified buyers, and tax credits of up to $2,600. Surround yourself with affordable, long-lasting comfort with AirQuest. That's airquestcomfort.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
If you are a fighter, Modelo is your reward. So listen close. You put up with a lot, but you always hold it down for your people. You are strong. You are fearless. You are the baddest on the block. You are an elbow grease factory, a force of nature. You are not to be reckoned with. You are a ride or die, a powerhouse of productivity. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. You've earned every last drop of this rich golden lager, so raise it up high. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Hey Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go Badgers! SeatGeek.
If you want to be a running back, there's only one place to go. Running Back U, baby. Right here at Wisconsin, where legendary players and unbeatable records are born. And when you want to defeat cancer, there's only one place to go. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center, where our own unbeatable team takes on cancer like no other hospital. From pioneering new treatments to defeating cancers no one else could, right here is where the best of the best come together to change the game. UW Health Carbone Cancer Center. Remarkable.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show,
We would never do it on the open road.
And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hey Badger fans, Jesse Temple here. With Badger Connect, I'm telling the stories no one else is. The inside moments, the behind-the-scenes access, the features that take you deeper into Wisconsin sports. And while you're reading, you could be winning every month. We're talking premium tickets, signed gear, even once-in-a-lifetime experiences with your favorite Badger teams. Support the sport you love, get content you can't find anywhere else, and win big. Join us today at BadgerConnect.com.
The Luke Fickell Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com, a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We mentioned Michigan, the next up on the schedule, ranked 20th this week in both the AP and the coaches' polls. The Big Ten has eight teams in the top eight, six in the top 22. We're not even saying top 25, the top 22 as a league once again, just really, really strong. Big Ten and the SEC, as you might expect, the two dominant conferences. Luke, when you played, obviously it was you guys, Ohio State, Penn State, Michigan, Wisconsin certainly did a lot of damage in that decade. But now I guess it makes sense when you have 18 programs, it's going to be deeper with, you got Oregon, Washington, you know SC is going to be good, UCLA will figure it out, and then some newbies involved. Have you ever been a part of this league with this many teams being this good?
No, it is definitely kind of a new era, and I mean that in two ways. I think that we're continuing to see the Big Ten and the SEC not just obviously kind of be at the forefront or in the top 25 for the most part, all, the whole, you know, a bundle of it. What I think you're seeing is these teams are getting that much better too, and it's whether it's kind of some of the transfer world and things, there's older teams, there's just better teams. The teams now compared to even 4 or 5 years ago, I think, are a significantly better team than there were. And I just mean that there's less holes, there's less developmental guys playing in a lot of these places, just because of, not because they're lucky enough to stay healthy, but because of, you know, what some of the transfer world and things have done to you.
And we did a TV taping earlier this week about the variety of offenses and then how you try to build defenses to counter that. But as much variety as there might be, is it still, it's still the trenches? I mean, no different from your days back in the mid-90s?
No, I actually think it's even a little bit more. I mean, I think the one thing you are seeing, at least in the Big Ten, and I would imagine the SEC, I don't study it as much. In the last 2 years in particular, you're even seeing some of the NFL influence with everybody going under center, which I think just shows you that there's a balance to what you're doing, that it kind of brings back in the mindset, not just because you're under center that the game is won in the trenches, but I think you're just starting to see that thing, even in college ball, kind of revert back a little bit more to say, hey, there's a variety here, but we can't lose the sight of when it really comes down to it, that's what's going to win ball games.
And I've heard former coaches and players on various national platforms talk about, we talk about the trenches, but the quarterback play in particular in this league. Maybe it's easy, I guess, to say as good as it's ever been, maybe better. It's in the conversation, at least, isn't it?
You know, it's not hard to pick out the ones right now that they're at the top of the list. And I think what, you know, you're seeing is some really, really good quarterbacks. And it might even be that they're young. Like, I mean, obviously Bryce Underwood is going to be a phenomenal quarterback. He's an incredible talent. He has done a great job. There's a reason why he was, you know, a five-star guy. And you're seeing it all across the entire league that the quarterback play, young or old, is really, really solid within this league.
Let's get to your quarterback, at least what you with Billy, who has had buzzard's luck with injury. He's staying engaged, though, right? That's who he is as he continues to get himself, you know, back up and running and you know, always every day closer and closer. But the thing about him is you probably realize this really early is how invested he is into this and how good he wants to be and how much he wants to help
help the other guys too.
He has a passion to play this game. He has a passion to play this game at the next level. And I think that's what you got to make sure we continue to find. Those guys that not just have a dream to play at the next level, but they have a passion to play at the next level. It doesn't matter how things are going, right? Whether they're winning every game or they're in a situation where it's, hey, this is a struggle and we got to find a way out of it. Like, everybody that has a passion to play at that next level knows that they got to continue to grow. And I think that's where Billy in particular is just one of those guys. You can tell he's been hurt. He hasn't been able to do nearly as much. He's working at it incredibly hard, but you can see and you know he's got that passion to play at the next level because there's not been a day off. There's not been a day where he hasn't continued to lead even though he hasn't been in there.
We know we've talked in previous shows, including last week, about some of the younger guys. We're going to hear from Eugene Hilton here in a few minutes, and obviously his father playing in the league as long as he did. I keep going back to the young guys that you have on this roster right now, and you know some guys are being in there. They've earned playing time. There's something there to grab onto, isn't there, with guys like Eugene? I will hear from him. I asked him, like, in the springtime, he took some shots and hung on to the ball, popped right back up. There's a toughness to this kid, isn't there?
No, and then there's a level of maturity that is, I think, what's difficult in the younger guys, and especially when you're going through some different times. And you don't, as a young guy in particular, Eugene, you don't get a ton of reps, but the reps that you get are incredibly valuable, and you can see guys that can continue to grow through, you know, maybe not a 60 reps or whatever that is. And I think that's where he has shown from spring ball through fall camp and even into the season that, like, he's there for us. There's going to be a lot more opportunities as we continue to move forward. What you start to worry about with young guys is, will they regress when all of a sudden you get into these games maybe where they don't get as many reps? And that's what you have not seen from Eugene. Each week, each day, you just see the progression of what he's doing. And that's probably growing up around the game, probably seeing and being preached to, I'm sure, a lot as he grew up. But you're seeing more of that maturity come out in his growth.
You know, listening to you right there, I always think of what Coach Alvarez talked about with freshmen, is that the college season is a longer one than the high school season, right? You know, the games are longer. It's, you have 15-minute quarters, and when you get deeper into the season, you're watching it for the one thing. If they're not getting the reps maybe that they were used to, do they drift? But you're also looking at physically, too. Is that still a thing that you keep your eye on?
That hasn't changed. I mean, you forget that, you know, the high school season in general, they're coming out of, depending on where they're from, maybe if they're from Texas, it's a little bit longer.
Yes.
But the general idea is, you know, maybe you have a week and a half of camp, right? So you take 3.5 weeks of camp, that just added a third of their season from what they've been used to. And now all of a sudden you add this new school. It's just, there's so many things that add up that make it difficult on those young guys. Coming in early helps, but even that first season is quite a grind for those young guys, whether they're playing or they're not.
Let's get to Michigan here a little bit. Obviously, when you were in college playing and coaching, I'm sure it got pretty loud in there. It's not one of those stadiums that is built for that, but that's atmosphere, and they're not going to block and tackle. When you look at this team, you mentioned Underwood, but when you pop on the video, what's the first thing that jumps out to you about this year's team?
I would say they're playing physical. They're playing relentless on both sides of the ball. That's as impressive as I can say about anything. I think that you're seeing a physicality, a toughness, and it starts up front on both sides of the football. Obviously, they're physical and they're fast defensively, but they're playing with some younger guys or have had some injuries and had some younger guys playing on the offensive line, but have been impressive with their, you know, toughness and physicality.
It was a weird thing watching their game with Nebraska a week and a half ago. It ended up being a close game, but I just watching it thinking Michigan was controlling it, right? Kind of to your point, their ability to run the ball and their ability to get to their quarterback kind of speaks to your point.
Yeah, I think that's the way they're built. And, they've done a really good job at building it that way. And you're right, the game was really close, and it was, but there was a control level because of what was going on up front that it just felt like that they weren't in jeopardy of a lot of different things. for most of that game.
I'm going to try to phrase this right so I don't sound dumber than usual. But they, with your – sometimes you're going to play a team that's just a lot better. But sometimes you feel like, Luke, when you look back at your team – that just if a few things are cleaned up. You know, there were a couple of kicks that were blocked the other day. There was a tough, yeah. Still always say correctable errors. You feel like if those things get fixed, that you give yourself the best chance here to have the kind of results you want to have.
That's exactly right, and I think that's where you can't lose sight of. Yes. You know, we're going through some struggles with injuries and trying to get the semblance and the identity and a lot of things you're doing. But the being able to play clean, being able to make sure we can correct the correctable things is where we've got to continue to push. And that's what the bye week was about in all aspects of what we're doing, you know, whether that means getting healthy. But the correctable things are sometimes being smart at getting guys to Saturdays. But there's a lot of things that just they're just things that we preach, but yet sometimes you have to go through them to be able to get them corrected, and that's where I feel like we've done a good job. Now we got to go and show it.
All right, we'll take a break. Coming up, we'll hear from Eugene Hilton. We'll also check in with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect, find out what's coming up on that platform. Speaking of which, support your team, win unforgettable prizes, and get stories only Badger Connect members see. Join today at BadgerConnect.com. More coming up in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
Whether you're cheering for the Badgers or caring for your land, we know you're all in all season long. And Case IH compact and utility tractors are all in too. Mowing, digging, hauling, our equipment designed to meet the needs of America's farm fields makes caring for your home field easier. Your Case IH dealer can show you how our equipment can make this season a winning one. Case IH, built by farmers.
Big Ten football returns to Madison this fall. The Wisconsin Badgers battle Iowa, Ohio State, Washington, and others to defend Camp Randall this season. From the grind of every snap to the roar of jump around, Badgers leave it all on the field. Be a part of all the tradition Wisconsin football has to offer. Single game tickets are available now at uwbadgers.com or by calling 1-800-GO-BADGERS. Together, we're Wisconsin like that.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is currently hiring correctional officers with a starting pay of over $33 per hour, plus scheduled increases and plenty of advancement opportunities. Plus, hourly rates increase for those hired from medium and maximum security positions. To learn more and apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
Which schools will take home the prestigious Learfield Director's Cup for the top college athletic programs for the 2025-26 college athletic season? Check out the criteria and follow the year-long standings of your favorite team at L Director's Cup on the X platform or online at thedirectorscup.com. Trophies will be awarded in June 2026 to the winning institutions in all college sports divisions. The Learfield Director's Cup, powered by NACTA, the crowning achievement in college athletics.
Quarterback Jordan Love isn't just on the Packers. He's also on the American Family Insurance team. Because like us, he believes in dreaming fearlessly.
Just chase your dreams and don't let nobody hold you back.
And we help protect those dreams with the right coverage so you can
dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
We continue with the Luke Fickell Show as the Badgers continue their preparations for Saturday's matchup against the Michigan Wolverines at the Big House. kickoff set for 11 a.m. Central Time. We move from the head coach to one of his very promising freshmen, specifically Eugene Hilton out of Zionsville, Indiana, the son of T.Y. Hilton, who had an outstanding career as a receiver with the Indianapolis Colts. One thing about Eugene, he's solidly built, 6'1", 200 pounds, and going back to spring ball, as he was one of the early enrollees, he showed his toughness. People knew he was skilled, a four-star recruit, but he had some of those welcome to college football moments back in the spring, taking some hard shots, but bouncing right back up as he gets ready for his first go-round of Big Ten football.
I think my most, or probably the hit that, you know, welcomed me, Matt Traynor. I ran, I think, a seam ball over the middle. I caught it, and I hit the floor instantly. That's all I remember, but I was able to hang on to the ball and, pop right back up. And it was cool just kind of seeing, you know, Coach Fick and everyone just kind of, like, being excited. And it was like, okay, like, you know, maybe that guy's tough. And I think that was, it was an amazing feeling. And I think a lot of the receivers take on that part of being tough and nasty. So we're just continue to work on that. So
a lot of talent in that mm-hmm. room, guys like Vinny Anthony, Jaden mm-hmm. Ballard, Tretch. But even in watching in training camp, we're thinking, oh, he's got to play. Mm-hmm. Eugene's got to be in there. When did it really start to sink into you that, like, yeah, I think I not only belong here, but mm-hmm. if they call me, I'm good to go right now.
I thought I had, you know, a pretty good spring, but, you know, you never know, especially just coming in and my first time being in college. But I think after starting to get to, like, the later spring or fall practices from fall camp, I think knowing that it you can kind of see it, like, within the reps, you know, I was starting to earn more reps and things like that. And I think it was just being comfortable in Coach Grimes' offense. I think learning the plays and everything like that. And then I felt like I was able to go play fast. And I think, you know, when I'm playing fast, I'm at my best. And so I think the coaches kind of seen that, and they trusted me to, you know, go make plays and everything like that. And I think that's when I started to, you know, like, okay, like, I could really help this year.
It's interesting when we watch just as observers, fans, mm-hmm. there's a lot going on pre-snap.
Yeah.
Emotion and all this. And you hear about, like, you know, Danny's talked about this. There's a lot to the playbook, but it seems like there's a way where they simplify mm-hmm. it too, because you mentioned you just go play fast. So
yeah.
It looks like a lot, but obviously you guys have a good grip of what's expected.
Yeah, I think also with that is the coaches are, you know, they're open to helping as well. You know, people obviously go study in different ways and everything like that, but I think the coaches are always there to help you regardless of, you know, if you got a bunch of homework or anything like that, like setting 10 minutes aside just to, you know, help you kind of get those things down. And I think that was a big emphasis during spring and fall camp. Like, they were really on us about, you know, being able to learn everything and making sure we got it, not just, you know, teaching us and not making sure we got it. So I think they did a great job with that. And I think that's just what helped me as well, being able to have that access to Coach Reed, Coach G, all of the coaches. So
talking to Danny O'Neill about you, and I know others have asked too. He says, "Oh yeah, I remember Eugene. I know Eugene. I played against him."
Yeah.
And then he sat here and kind of rehashed state championship game.
Oh no.
He's not letting go, is he?
Oh no. I mean, I think you know, I was a freshman playing in the state championship. It was my second or third start, and yeah, I just remember pregame, you know, talking to the defense and stuff like that. Like, okay, we got a quarterback on the other side. You know, he can, you know, he's thrown for a lot of passing yards this year. And yeah, I think that was the first time I really seen Danny play in action. And he gave it to us. That's all I'm gonna say. So.
It's a small world, though. I mean, mm-hmm. it's gonna be fun. Couple guys from Indiana.
Oh yeah.
And, you know, playing pitch and catch on the opening night. You know, draw a flag. You get a catch as well. It's kind of a cool feeling, isn't it?
It was a great feeling, especially, you know, knowing that me and Danny had that connection. You know, unfortunately Billy went down, but, you know, I had trust in him. I've seen what he could do for, you know, years now, and I'm just, you know, happy that he was able to step up and, you know, show everyone else, you know, what he can do as well.
You get asked this a lot, I'm sure, but as fans get to know you, people are certainly aware of your father, mm-hmm. T.Y., an 11-year NFL career, really good career. I would imagine, I mean, it's father's son,
yeah.
and you could talk about running routes, but About the game itself, what's some of the best pieces of advice he's given you about playing at this level and a few years later, maybe at the ultimate level?
Yeah. I think, you know, some of the big things that I took away from just him, you know, feeding down his knowledge is, I think, kind of looking at a DB and, like, how – learn how they're playing, like, learn what they like to do, learn their tendencies and things like that, and just going to play fast off of that, you know, if – you know, some guys like to jab with one hand, two hands, and just like if they're playing outside or inside leverage, just, you know, having a predetermined factor of how to beat them. And then, you know, from there going to play fast because you don't want to think too much. Mm-hmm. And I think that's another thing that he harped on me is, you know, learning the playbook and all that. And so, you know, when you're out there, you can play free and you don't worry about yourself as much, but you're able to, you know, look around, help your teammate if he needs it, and just kind of focus on the defense and, adjust off of them.
As your career starts here, have you found that those so-called little things, technique, the minute details, is a difference maker? High school, maybe you were so good, but at this level, have you, at this early stage of your career, have you realized, oh, yeah, all those little details are pretty
important? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Especially when I first got here, I think being able to just read and react off of, you know, our own defense and learning what our DBs like to do and things like that. I think that was one of the things where I was like, okay, like it's really like everything's starting to, you know, fall in line. Because, you know, in high school, it's not as like, I don't know how do I say this, but it's not as competitive, I would say, in the aspect of, you know, just getting double teamed and all that stuff. So, but yeah, you know, here I think it's, you know, learning and then going to attack. So.
Yeah, everybody at this level was probably a high school start.
Yeah,
right? So it's everywhere. Has it been, as we mentioned, you're a true freshman, it's just starting here, but has it been what you'd hoped here so far, just the whole experience here, classroom, everything that involves being a college guy?
Yeah. Ultimately, I think I love being here. You know, that's one of the reasons why I chose. I came on, you know, multiple visits here, and I fell in love with the place, and I think even getting here and, you know, getting to know my teammates, getting to know the coaches and everyone in between, I think that's what really made me fall in love with this place. And I'm very glad that I came here. And the school-wise and everything like that, it's, you know, I'm not going to say it's been hard, but, you know, it's Wisconsin education. You know, you meet a lot of new people and all that, and I'm very grateful and blessed to be in the position I'm in. So, yeah, I really enjoy being here.
Sounds like a pretty good family feel here.
Yeah, definitely. I think that's one of the main reasons I came here again, you know, the way they treated me and my family. And ultimately, you know, when I made the decision, everyone in my family was happy, and that's a good thing to see, not just because, you know, my mom knows I'm safe, but, you know, my mom trusts the people here.
That's Badgers freshman receiver Eugene Hilton. We'll take a break. More of the Luke Fickell Radio Show is coming up in just a couple of minutes on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
Hey Badger fans, Truly Unruly is now a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics. We've upped the ABV to 8% so you can take your parties to new heights with flavors like Tropical Twist, Berry Blast, Citrus Crush, and Strawberry Smash. Unruly is the ultimate party starter. Whether you're watching the game from the stands, the screen, or just here for the tailgate, grab an Unruly and let the fun begin. Hard Seltzer with other natural flavors. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, LLC, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
Hey Badger fans, ready or not, Wisconsin winter will be here before you know it. Trust your knowledgeable AirQuest dealer to deliver comfort and exceptional efficiency with an advanced heating and cooling system from AirQuest. To find the AirQuest dealer near you, visit airquestcomfort.com and ask about the local utility rebates, financing for qualified buyers, and tax credits of up to $2,600. Surround yourself with affordable, long-lasting comfort with AirQuest. That's airquestcomfort.com, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Hey Badger fans, it's college football season, and SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of Hail Marys and walk-on heroes. SeatGeek makes it easy to find tickets so you can be a part of all the action this season. Whether you're buying or selling tickets to Wisconsin football games or to any other live event in your area, SeatGeek is the place to do it. SeatGeek is the official ticket marketplace of the Wisconsin Badgers. Let's go Badgers! SeatGeek.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Everyone wins when we take care of the environment. GFL delivers affordable, sustainable waste handling solutions to keep customers green for life. Diverse services include commercial waste and recycling collection, roll-off dumpster rental, and more. Customizing options to meet your specific business needs. GFL is the total solution. A local, trusted service provider in solid waste collection, recycling, and disposal services. Providing you with safe, dependable, and efficient solid waste and recycling services. Green today. Green for life. GFL.
Coors Light presents To Chill or Not To Chill. When your friend skips your favorite song on the playlist. End the friendship. Or choose chill because that song lives rent-free in your head anyway. And you planned ahead by bringing Coors Light to the party. And the sound of that ice-cold can cracking open was music to your ears already. Coors Light. Choose chill.
Celebrate responsibly. 2025 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Rolling on with the Luke Fickell Show. We're going to turn our attention, though, to Wisconsin basketball. I know there's a lot of excitement about Coach Greg Gard and his team coming into the season. And with that, we visit with Jesse Temple from Badger Connect. Before we get to talking hoops, though, I want to publicly congratulate you, your Football Writers Association, a beat reporter of the year with your previous employer. Great to have you at Badger Connect. But I'll give you a chance to, I want to test your humbleness here. When you can be recognized by your peers, that's, I mean, there are a lot of different awards and stuff that are out there. But when your peers recognize you, I would imagine that's something of great meaning.
Yeah, you don't get into the sports writing business to win awards, but this is without question the most meaningful honor of my career. I've been covering Wisconsin for 14 years, and when I became aware of this honor, it did become a career ambition. I mean, I'm competitive like anybody else, and if you want to pursue something, you want to try and be the best at it or as good as you can. So no question, to find out that this happened is so meaningful for me, and I think justifies why I felt covering the Badgers is so special, as I put everything I have into it, and it's nice to see that other people see that as well.
What's the best part of doing what you do? It could be specific to the Wisconsin program, but no matter where you are, what's the best part of being a beat reporter?
Well, I think it's spending time learning about a program and doing your best to become an authority and an expert on it so people want to hear what you have to say. And that takes an awfully long time to accomplish. And I also think there's something to be said for the relationships that you develop professionally with people at these programs. There are a lot of great people at Wisconsin, and my job is to try and tell as many of those stories as I can and enlighten a fan base that is hungry for those kinds of stories.
Yeah, well, congrats. A very well-deserved award that you won there. Now you're using your craft in various ways, a lot of video work. Obviously, the podcast you do with Zach Heilprin, the camp and the swing. Let's talk a little bit of hoops, though. You got to spend some time with many on the team, specifically a little one-on-one with Nick Boyd, and you're doing the Hill thing again, huh?
Yeah, this was an ill-fated decision but at least I knew that was going to be the case beforehand. We do these weekly videos at Badger Connect. They're called Badger Bites, with a lot of different sports. And as you mentioned, we've done one with Nick Boyd, getting to know him, doing a shooting competition with him. We've got another one running very soon with John Blackwell, but I took the opportunity to seek redemption by trying to run the Hill with the basketball team. I did this 11 years ago at Elver Park when Bo Ryan was here. The team had to run 12 that day. I made it 4 before I collapsed at the bottom of the hill and lost my lunch in most embarrassing fashion. So my objective this time was to see if I could get at least 4 and also to see if I could keep everything down. I it did not go so well for me. The video is up right now at Badger Connect. Greg Gard was great. He was fantastic in this video. And he, when I told him about this, he said, "Are you crazy?" And he asked me that after the fact. And I said, "Yes, I think I was crazy." But much respect for what they have to do in preseason conditioning.
I always, listening to this story, Dick Bennett, one of his favorite lines was, "Know who you are." And in my case, know who I am no longer. And that's somebody who can run hills. Even my flat ground running has become more flat ground walking. So kudos to you for trying it. So now you know who you are, right? With that, this team, though, I mentioned at the top of the segment, Jesse, there's a lot of intrigue. And what I tell people, what I don't know is all the newcomers everywhere else. But the newcomers here, the combination of those guys, Nick Boyd, and you could go on down the line, the freshmen and the returning players, this is a pretty intriguing looking team, isn't it?
Very much so. There's a 15-player roster where only six of them were here a year ago. So you have nine newcomers, five transfers, four freshmen. We had an opportunity to watch two practices in July, but even then they didn't have Alexis Bielauskas or Hayden Jones because those two players were competing for their respective countries and international, very high-level international competition. So how many of these freshmen are going to be able to play right away? How do these transfers meld? You mentioned Nick Boyd. What does this backcourt with Nick Boyd and John Blackwell look like? Coaches have raved about the speed at which Boyd plays. They've said it may not be something you've seen around here very often, but you've also got guys like Austin Rapp, who shot seven threes a game a year ago at Portland for a big man to stretch the floor, and Andrew Rohde. They're going to shoot more threes this year than they did last year, which is mind-blowing because they shot a ton a year ago.
You mentioned that because that was my next area here. What's been really fascinating to me about watching this team is how the system has evolved. I mean, the core principles remain the same with Coach Gard as they did with Bo and Dick Bennett, you know, as well. There are certain things that are non-negotiable, but this is a program now. It's threes and layups or threes and dunks. They don't like the mid-range game. And the key to this, no matter what you're running, it looks like they've been able to recruit to it.
I think Greg Gard deserves tremendous credit for what this staff and this team has been able to accomplish the last few years. Certainly bringing Kirk Penny on board to implement an offense that is more of a European style matters. But you see, the proof is in the pudding. They averaged over 80 points a game last year, which hadn't happened at Wisconsin since 1972. Players pay attention to that. They want to be a part of a more of an up-tempo system, shoot a lot of threes, get to the rim. And so I think they've been able to recruit to their system. And again, proof is in the pudding. They go get a guy from the portal and he turns into an All-American. John Tonja had a pretty darn good year and got himself drafted because he chose to come to this system and fit well. So we'll see whether they can replicate that success this time around.
That's the thing. They work hard, they work smart, and they've had good fortune. If it was A.J. Storr 2 years ago, John Tonja, who a couple of years ago at Colorado State was a 13 or a 14 point a game score, almost 20 per game here. Let's go back to Boyd, because you mentioned that one of the great things about, you know, covering a team is getting to know these guys. Fans here, they know the name, they don't know him. Tell us a little bit about your interaction with him.
Well, this is his third school, so he's used to being on new teams. He was at Florida Atlantic, was a part of that team that made a run to the Final Four. He spent last season at San Diego State, and so this is a huge addition for Wisconsin to get somebody who can help a John Blackwell so John can play more off the ball, have less stress on him. But Nick is able to find guys. He's a New York product, so he's kind of got that swagger and that juice. And again, I mentioned we watched two practices. Even in those two practices, you can see why Greg Gard calls Blackwell and Boyd the two so-called alphas on this team, constantly going at it. And those were practices where they were not on the same team. They love to get after it. I think that's going to elevate the rest of this team. So we'll see what it looks like with this group, but I think that Boyd addition is going to be huge.
Yeah, those other Andrew Rohde coming here from Virginia. This will be his third school. Braden Carrington getting back in the Big Ten. His third school. A couple stops ago, he was at Minnesota. The schedule is certainly interesting. You got Marquette here. They got the exhibition with Oklahoma, which is interesting at Fiserv Forum, playing Villanova over in Milwaukee as well. Could, and I emphasize could, square off against the reigning national champs, Florida in San Diego. They will once again test themselves quite a bit here, won't they?
I love this so much. In basketball especially, why not play the hardest competition you can in the non-conference? We know how much of a grind the Big Ten can be, but you're going to find out what your team is made of early in the season. And if it goes well, which it has in recent years for Wisconsin, you can use that to build. And if it doesn't go well, you can also use that to build. So Love to see great college basketball early in the season, and Wisconsin is going to have that opportunity.
All right. He is Jesse Temple of Badger Connect, badgerconnect.com. Various levels that you can get yourself involved with to get all the content from Jesse. And if you want to go whole hog, you have a chance to win yourself some tickets as well to Badger events. We'll take a break. More to come as the Luke Fickell Show continues in a couple of minutes on the Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
You power your day with passion and purpose. It's the same for Alliant Energy. We're modernizing the grid, blending new, renewable, and traditional energy sources to meet growing demand safely and reliably. We're rising to the challenge to meet your energy needs today and for generations to come. Visit AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond to learn more.
Looking for some delicious new appetizers for watching Badger games at home? Jones Dairy Farm meatballs, bacon, Canadian bacon, Braunschweiger, and all-natural sausage can be worked into so many tasty recipes. Visit jonesdairyfarm.com/recipes to learn how to make cheesy sausage sliders, bacon-wrapped tater tots, creamy Braunschweiger dip, and more. Here's a quick one to try. Just take a bag of Jones all-natural chicken meatballs, drop them in a slow cooker with some buffalo sauce, grab your blue cheese or ranch, and that's it. Cheer on the Badgers with Jones.
Hey, Drew and Jonathan Scott here. Build a customized renter's policy with American Family Insurance so you can protect your tandem bike on the go. Thief! Oh, he is struggling with that two-seater. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at amfam.com.
Some exclusions may apply. Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies. 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
When it comes to women's sports, there's no place like UW. Our women set the standard for elite performance. From the volleyball court to the hockey rink, every set, spike, and score pushes the boundaries of what's possible. UW Health mirrors this dedication to greatness. Our extraordinary team of doctors combines revolutionary research with compassionate care, setting the benchmark for healthcare across the country. So for the best care and the best athletics, it's easy. UW all the way. UW Health. Remarkable.
Join the Wisconsin Department of Corrections and make a positive impact on lives across the state. Enjoy an excellent state benefits package and a nationally ranked pension program. The Wisconsin DOC is hiring probation and parole agents with a starting pay of $22 per hour plus scheduled increases, a Monday through Friday schedule, and advancement opportunities. To learn more and to apply, go to wisc.jobs. That's WISC.jobs.
It's Ford Truck Month in the state of Wisconsin, where we tailgate in sub-zero temps, spend our Friday nights at the old fish fry, and rely on the number one truck brand in Wisconsin to make it happen. Only in Wisconsin. Only in a Ford. Time to save big on the trucks that are made for our state. Truck Month starts now.
Based on S&P Global Mobility Retail U.S. new vehicle registrations for the truck vehicle type CYTD December 2024.
Hey, Badger fans, Fruit Club Lots of Mozza Pizzas are your game day go-to. Loaded with award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese and, of course, bombarded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings. Snag a za while taking in all the action at Camp Randall Stadium or enjoy a delicious Brew Pub pizza in the lovely confines of your own home. Plus, new this season to the Brew Pub lineup, the Brew Pub Patriot Pizza that gives back to local heroes through the Tunnel of Towers Foundation. Great pizza for a greater cause and available at your local grocery store.
Let's check out the other Big Ten games going on this weekend. The other early window game, the Purdue Boilermakers at home against Illinois. The Illini winning on a last-second field goal at home against USC last week. 2:30 games, Penn State's at UCLA. Washington will travel to College Park to take on Maryland. Northwestern at home, non-conference game against Louisiana Monroe. 3 o'clock game, Michigan State in Lincoln to take on Nebraska. And then Saturday night in Columbus, Ohio State's the number one team in the country taking on the Minnesota Golden Gophers. Our coverage on Saturday from Ann Arbor begins at 9 a.m. Kickoff for the Badgers and the Michigan Wolverines will be 11 o'clock Central Time. First matchup between these programs since 2021. We'll talk to you Saturday from the Big House on the Badgers Sports Network from Learfield.
You've been listening to the Luke Fickell Radio Show, presented by Zimbrick Fish Hatchery Road. Find your next new or used car at ZimbrickFishHatcheryRoad.com. Also brought to you by SeatGeek. SeatGeek is the official ticketing partner of the Wisconsin Badgers. Find tickets to Badger games and more. SeatGeek. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation of the Badger Sports Network.
Nobody knows. But I really enjoy, I think Bill Burr always
same.
Makes me laugh. I've been getting into Nate Bargatze.
Yeah, he's funny. It's a good comic.
Yeah, I've been getting to him lately, I'm sure. But probably the most consistent all-time for like the last 5-10 years would be Brian Regan.
Love him. He's outstanding. I got to work with him 2 weeks in a row back in the 90s, and I just a nice guy and an outstanding comedian. As are you, Vince. This has been so much fun. Thank you, buddy. Thanks for doing this, and keep me posted on the gig when you're coming up this way.
Yeah, sounds good. See you, Pete.
All right. That's Vince Maranto, folks, and his popcorn pick of the week, The Wizard of Oz in the Sphere. If you have access, check it out. We are coming right back after intermission for Act 2 and the keyword to our Text to Win Multi-State Civic Media Go for the Green and Gold Contest. It's Pete Schwabba and Nightlight.
This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. A deadly terror attack on a synagogue in Manchester, England. The suspect ramming a car into a crowd, then going on a stabbing rampage.
Authorities say the suspect, whose identity has yet to be released, was wearing a vest with the appearance of an explosive device, and police shot and killed him within 7 minutes. UK's Prime Minister Keir Starmer saying he's appalled by the attack and deploying additional police to synagogues across the country.
ABC's Kira Phillips. In Washington, lawmakers remain deadlocked on day two of the government shutdown, and the Trump administration is ramping up the threat, saying the number of federal workers who could be fired is, quote, likely going to be in the thousands. The Senate to take another stab at passing a funding bill tomorrow. Commerce Secretary Howard Lutnick, who once lived next door to Jeffrey Epstein, telling the New York Post that he believes Epstein may have traded alleged blackmail videos for a lesser prison sentence during his first criminal case in 2008. This is ABC News.